What's the show called?
It's a little off topic.
We're buddies.
With Wiener too.
It's so good when we're in this frickin' booth and there's a goddamn sign above the door that says recording. It's lit up in mother effing neon red and people bust the door open.
Lurch.
We bang three times a day. It's awkward and just out of control.
And Andy two times.
Fellatio may or may not have happened. We don't have Imperial video evidence. We're trying to find that.
What's the show called? A Little Off Topic. Sounds like an NPR show.
It's f***ing off the topic.
A Little Off Topic. That's a terrible name for a show. It just sounds gay.
You know how I know you're gay?
Said Zane on the Free Beer and Oven show.
Right. A highly credible sounding name.
Well,
you know, whatever.
Two words, you're gay.
All right. Yes, that has been, I believe, the longest break we've ever taken here today, Lurch.
Definitely.
So, as always, this is a little off topic. I myself am Kyle / Wiener 2 in studio with Lurch. And look who decided to show up. Lurch, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. It feels like it's been years since I've seen your beautiful mug.
It really has been.
And Andy, just walking into the studio, better late than never. How are you?
You both can kiss my black ass.
Wow, I guess that's how we're going to start that one off.
I like it.
Thanks for that hello. We understand it's been a couple of weeks since we've been in here. Personally, I forgot.
No.
Personally, I forgot how to get here.
And zero people have missed it.
I forgot how to get here, and I'm okay with that. What's your problem, Andy?
It's throwing me off.
Well, okay, I have the headphones turned up so we can all hear when we play music
it.
Later.
It sounds good.
Right, can we just...
You want them down?
Yeah.
They're bugging you? Yeah, okay.
Freaking
dealing with a goddamn diva over here.
No.
Dealing with a freaking diva over here. I'm Andy two times. I have a real job.
Don't you know who I am?
I'm surprised you haven't busted that card out.
I had to once actually. I was hanging with Jackie Manboys.
Talk into the mic.
Kiss my ass. Can you hear that?
Yes.
We were at an event. It was, the big fancy Think Fast Game show. Yeah.
Yep.
And there was a guy who had that weird, awkward, I want to beat the hell out of the fat guy look in his face.
Well,
and
nice.
I was talking to him in line for the bar at the bar, and he had a bunch of his buddies and asked me what my credential, I had a thing on there. I was like, oh, I'm an intern with Free Beer and Hot Wings. I'm Andy two times. And, oh, dude. Like, quickly, he went from, like, angry drunk to, like, I want to be your dude, give me a shout out on the radio Monday. And I'm like, yeah, and this is Jackie Mann voice. And then they were all like, ew, and then hanging around her. And then I wandered away.
Andy, I cannot believe you were overshadowed by Jackie.
I know. Well, I wanted to get the heck away.
You guys are comparative in celebrity and stature.
That's true.
And I can't imagine men wanting to talk to Jackie more than you.
Right. Well, you know, we go way back.
I'm a man. I like to talk to you about once a week.
People to talk to, I think. Maybe.
Like I said, it's been weeks since we've all been in the same room together, and I'm okay with that. If you ask me, it's been a little too soon. But I feel it's necessary.
Well needed vacation.
Yeah. I feel like it's necessary, just like in junior high, middle school, and whenever, to do, you know, kind of weekend update.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do with your lives?
Ooh. Tell me how crappy things are for you.
Hey, everybody. Let's hear your sob stories about what's wrong with life.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, let's catch up here, guys. What do you guys been up to?
Who wants to go first?
I don't.
Show of hands.
No.
Nobody. Okay, I'll go.
The awkward look at Andy was kind of enough to tell him, Andy, go.
Yeah, I can do it as long as nobody else wants to. I just got hired recently at a small local radio station.
Oh, give it a plug. Give it a plug, Andy.
WION in Ionia.
Boo.
Oh, stop it. I see. No, that's horrible. Great people. Fantastic place. And please don't.
I'm not saying anything,
seriously.
Andy.
And not on air or anything like that in the sales department. So I'll be hitting the roads, but it's a foot in the door. It's an opportunity, and I am going to hopefully take it and run with it. So, yeah.
Good. You know what, Andy? We're all happy for you.
Thank you.
Even though it means the demise of this program.
Yeah, I'm going to be hitting the roads a lot, and I will not be able to. So next week, it's going to be it for me. So,
boo.
I know. Yeah, stop me if you've heard this before, listeners. I know I said that when I was pretty much guaranteed. Oh, I wasn't guaranteed. I was convinced that since we were not going to be interns, we wouldn't be able to let the show keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I'm going to be done. But then they were like, nah, keep coming in. It's like, all right, sweet. But, yeah, so you can call me from the road, I guess, or maybe.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
I know.
I feel like the scorned lover.
Well.
You know?
I know, because then I'm also working two jobs. I'm doing that, and I'm still at the DQ. I'll be working the DQ weekends.
The DQ is the real career here. Let's be
Well, it's the steady income, because the other one's a commission. So all my success and all my failure is going to be based on me. So,
mm-hmm. Good. You know. Well, that's good, Andy. We're happy to hear that.
Thanks, gang.
I don't think Lurch or I's weekend update is going to live up to Andy getting a radio job.
Woof.
Woof indeed.
Got it.
Dang it! I need to get a woof in before this thing's over. I need a good woof.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Lurch, I have a feeling that we're doing the same old, same old.
I got a job at the same radio station.
Lurch, you're starting! Are you kidding? You're hitting the road.
Yeah.
Are you quitting?
Together.
Are you going to ultimately cause the demise of this program, too, or are you going to try?
It's basically going to be you in here on Fridays.
Well, I like talking anyway, so I might as well.
God knows, every podcast will be an hour and a half after that.
It'll just be me talking. That's all it's going to be. So, wanted to give you guys an update. Things I've been doing. This is Wiener 2.
Here's my list of things
The deal with
it? Yeah.
No, that's really all I wanted to get out of the way. I didn't really want to talk about Lurch Tries Weekend because I don't think we have anything significant to say. Yeah,
nothing at all.
Tried to make a little show outing for this afternoon. Andy shut it down. Lurch shut it down.
You're smacking your gum, and I'm not sure if it's picking up
sorry.
In the mic or not.
Probably
it's
is.
Than an apple, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, touche. Yeah. Very true.
But let's be honest, those were delicious apples.
They were.
Okay.
In all fairness red delicious to the apples.
And if you expected me, if any of you listeners expected me to sit there and look at a delicious red apple, sit on this table while I talked for 45 minutes, not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen.
Nope.
On the docket today, you're going to be surprised. Not that filled. Not that filled.
No.
We got some content, though.
A little bit. You know what? It's more content than we usually have.
Well, thanks to you.
Apparently.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna try out a game that was suggested on our Facebook page, which I can't believe we've already gone 7.5 minutes without plugging our Facebook page. 170 fans now, gentlemen.
What?
170. You know what that deserves? Woof.
Woof.
So,
a slight wolf.
Go ahead and find us on there, facebook.com, Google, not Google, wow. Search for A Little Off Topic.
You Google it
You'll
too.
See our cool logo, not as cool as the word art, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Corey G did us a little logo and, you know, whatever. Not everybody can be a professional word art manufacturer like myself.
Yeah.
So go ahead and find us on there.
That's what you went to school for, isn't it?
Word art? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my minor.
That's what I thought. What was your major?
My major was history, which is why I'm going into radio.
That's great. History and word art.
Yes.
You can basically put together a kick-ass PowerPoint of the Industrial Revolution.
Darn right.
That
and
is amazing.
Let me tell you, one thing I know about is the Industrial Revolution, Andy. So, but no, go ahead and find us on there. We'll post only when we're going to post a new one. And I can't speak for Lurch. I would like to keep trying to do it until I get sick of Lurch's face.
Every week, would you do it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. If we're going to be paying for the pro account,
that's true.
I want to use it.
I'm out of town every weekend for the next 3 years. So I don't know how this is going to work out.
Lurch is going on vacation palooza, not just 2010, but the decade.
Yeah, you guys could do a segment of kind of like what the Today Show did with Matt Lauer.
Where in the state? Usually, where in the three-state area is Lurch today? And it'll be like a 20 questions. We'll take calls, even though we're not live. We'll take calls and Link and ask Lurch 20
you
questions.
Take calls now? All right.
Yeah, let's take calls. Let's go to the phones.
And nobody.
No line. No lines open, boys. Sorry. So,
no.
Call Wiener 1. That's about the only option.
When you hear this, you can call, but no one will be here.
And we don't even have a phone number, so it might sound weird.
Yeah. But you can call someone.
Andy's number is 519.
Yeah. No, go ahead and find us on Facebook there. We do post like when we're going to record a new volume. And like I said, I'm going to try to keep doing it with Lurch. Mm-hmm. And if necessary, you know, I might just have to go to a new intern.
Yeah. Ooh.
Might just have to recruit. It will not be into the filthy animals here right now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Molly, but I heard she's good looking.
Yeah, might be Molly. Never spoken to her, but Molly's the new co-host. Hey! Welcome, Molly.
Woo! Welcome aboard. Right.
Apparently, it really is true.
Not going to be Butthead Lautner because I can't stand his voice.
All you need to get hired around here is boobs. It's true.
Ask Joe. Yeah. Ask Joe, what's up, huh? Yeah, what's up?
That's horrible.
But awesome.
But it's not going to be Butthead Lautner. Can't stand his voice. Definitely going to be Rape Stash.
Did you hear his intern view?
I did not. I can't. That's one thing I've always had with intern views. I can't listen to them on the air.
I can listen.
Way too awkward for me. I end up having like there's weird parts where I'm like, oh, it's about to get weird, and I this is dead serious. I turn it down. There's points in The Office or TV shows where if I sense awkward on the way, I'll turn it.
Yeah.
I'll turn it for like a minute. Yeah. It really weirds me out, and it's.
You know what's the worst is like the awkward like.
The girl I dated for 2.5 years never understood it. She was like, why can't – this is funny. No, it's not. Turn the channel. Can't listen. Can't watch it.
I'm the same way.
It weirds me out.
Yeah. Like, I will do that too. Like, I don't know, like stuff like Teen Mom or like
anything. Oh, I love that show.
Any of that horrible mindless garbage where you can just sit in, tune out, and like – but yeah, as soon as it gets awkward, I'm just like, oh, man, I can't do this.
Like, my head's in my hands. I'm turning away. It's that feeling of I'm embarrassed – for the person.
You know what it is for me too? Like when it's like the younger people on TV that are doing it, I get flashbacks of like when I was that random and awkward.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then I'll think of the own horrible things that have happened. And then like, yeah, it just puts me into like an anxiety rage.
I'm the total opposite.
You enjoy it.
Awkward person in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I find you are awkward, but. I don't know,
good,
man.
Awkward situation.
I can't listen to an intern view. It really bothers
so
me.
Funny.
Oh,
see,
man.
I like stuff like that just because I know I've been there, and that wasn't so bad. Like I feel like I've gotten past that point, so now I can kind of be like, all right.
I tell you what, and this it doesn't make any sense in the world, but I can't listen to an intern view, but I can't. I love Dude Chataway.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Explain that to me because it's the same vein. You know, it's.
Well, Zane's experience.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he knows what he's doing. But it's the same idea, making somebody uncomfortable over the phone, hearing that discomfort. So that I don't know why. Oof, really creeps me out. But so go ahead and, like I said 8 minutes ago, find us on Facebook, search for A Little Off Topic. You can also still subscribe to the podcast. I've been afraid to check our rankings. I haven't looked in like a month.
It's low.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Asktheinterns.podomatic.com. As always, asktheinterns@gmail.com to email us. And like I said, one of the games we're playing today, it was Facebook recommended by one of our listeners. So
yeah, we liked it.
Any suggestions? I mean, I came up with the trivia questions, just the game suggestion came from the listener. You do appreciate it. Odds are we're going to use it.
Yeah.
If there's been one thing you've been able to glean from listening to us, whether it be this is your 22? Whether this is your 22nd time listening to us or your first, you should be able to pick up very quickly that we do not have very much to talk about.
No, and we don't really have much time to, like, you know, between the jobs and everything.
Yeah.
Like, if this were a full-time gig, like, we could devote all the time to this.
Yeah.
But, see, that's what's tough is we have lives.
Oh, wow.
That sucks.
Yeah, but, no, I mean, we try. You know, sometimes.
No, it doesn't make us the number one not, you know, radio show in America.
Mm-hmm.
I still firmly believe that. What I think
would have been better is if we took from more real life things, you know, but we, like, you always tell yourself, yeah, okay, I'll keep my eye out for something weird or funny that happens.
Yeah.
And I know there's been weird and funny things that happen
all the time.
I just forget. Yeah. And I don't store it away. And it's maybe I should carry on a notepad.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to buy one.
I might carry on my digital recorder.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep. And just, you know, note to self.
Keep a
captain's
log.
This just happened. So. But I don't think anybody wants to hear me recap the porn I just watched.
That's
amazing. So maybe that's a bad idea.
We'll talk later, I guess.
Yes.
Woof.
Got some new recommendations, fellas. Hey, you want my porn recommendations? Go ahead and email asktheinterns@gmail.com. I got specifics. I'm kidding. Andy, don't give me that look.
He's a connoisseur. Don't let him fool you.
Not kidding. So speaking of Facebook, I don't know. Did we want to get into this?
Oh.
Yeah, we kind of did.
We talked about it, and you got to go to the Facebook page to read this. A little critique from Alan Anderson, and I thought something was up Alan's ass, because there's a few posts ago where he proceeded to like a couple of comments about Hey, when are you guys? When are we going to see another podcast? Alan Anderson likes.
Oh yeah, I thought about liking that too. Just, but that would be more of an irony.
And then there's another one. Come on, come on, talking to the GD Mike. Alan Anderson likes it. Yeah. Alan Anderson. Oh, also got some constructive criticism. Alan Anderson likes this. So needless to say, he has. It's a warpath, which you don't like it. Don't listen.
I have a feeling if we put penis as our status, Alan will like it.
Only one way to find out. There we go. Status is updated.
And share.
And Alan Anderson is sure to like this immediately. But Alan Anderson has had an axe to grind for a little bit. And this is the classic, what you hear on the Big Boy Show too all the time, which is the crap sandwich followed by the P.S. Love the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this comment's a total crap, and I'm not going to give away what it says because I want to drive our Facebook traffic through the roof.
Boom.
So, but no, go there and read it, and you know some of it is obviously true. But let's just say let's get this out of the way, and we've talked about it before. We're busy. Yeah. We are not being paid to do this.
Right.
We do it because we like it, and hopefully other people like it.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have a hobby? Show of hands. Anybody out there?
Do right, people there complain go. At you when you don't do it on their schedule? So we're sorry we have been away for a few weeks. Things were hectic, weird, and then we just didn't have any communication or prep at all.
I think that's what it is that Alan just missed us. That's
probably is. Alan he's must be lashing
us,
out.
He's goading us into coming back because we are the only form of entertainment, because his social life consists of jumping on Facebook and talking to the people who he calls friends since he doesn't have any in the real world.
Take that, Alan.
Wondering.
I like it.
I'm just...
Take that, Alan.
I don't have a psych major or anything.
You know,
but
we do. We understand, Alan.
I can smell douche nozzle when I smell
it. You know what?
The last
nasty email we received was from listener Chuck. And listener Chuck...
is a D-bag.
Got...
We love Chuck!
Chuck got right back on the horse.
Yeah.
He said, listen, guys, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
And you're going to sit here and call him a D-bag?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't hear about this.
You probably had tuned out during the show we talked about.
I forget the content of the email where Chuck wrote a long thing about...
And it really pissed him off?
Yeah, it really irked me. And it was one I immediately responded to with bad words back.
That's why, yeah.
With bad words back to Chuck. Chuck came back the next day and was like, you know what? Sorry.
I was in a pissy mood when I wrote that.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. We don't care. If you want to send
Chuck.
Us hate mail, we don't really
know, Chuck,
care.
I'm sorry.
We don't really care. If you want to send us hate mail, go ahead.
Right.
We're going to respond because the one email we receive, if it's hate, well, we'll probably respond.
Plus, it fills content, and we don't have much of that.
That's what it is. Drive our content with your with your hate of us. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
So now go to the Facebook page and read what Alan said. Go ahead and comment on it. Like I said, he's right in some of it. This is the way it's worded. And then the P.S. love the show. No, you don't. If you love the show, you wouldn't complain nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sorry we haven't been here in a couple weeks. We will try to be regular for this last week that the show will probably exist. Thanks to Andy. Blame Andy, too. You know, if you're mad that we're going away, blame Andy. So the podcast will stick around, though. It'll be on Podomatic.
Don't stick that on me. Don't put that on my conscience.
Well, whose fault? Lurch, show of hands. Andy's fault?
Yes.
One, two.
My hands
Andy,
up.
Anybody else's fault? Show of hands. No hands. Two to a refused to vote. Oh, there's a finger. That doesn't really count.
You pointed at me.
So,
I pointed at all of
God, I hate that.
What? Did somebody just look in the fucking window?
Yes!
We should put an armadillo crossing sign up there.
Wasn't the armadillo.
No.
But nice one. Very nice. Nobody understands that, but he couldn't look more like an armadillo. He couldn't.
It's the island of Dr. Moreau around here.
Then we just
here.
Got another look in the window. We might have to go out there. Hi. Come on in. Come on in.
Yeah.
What's going on? You need the room?
Can I? I need to record something.
We'll take a break.
Yeah,
and we will be back after these commercials. And we're back.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to A Little Off Topic on WANG. So that we're not going to talk about what just happened.
No.
We'll move it on. Paid employees wanted to use the room. We gave in.
Not acceptable.
It is. I mean, it does suck, but at least we got guys got to hear that commercial of 5 seconds of silence. So, how many listeners do you think we just lost with those 5 seconds of silence? Thinking, well, must have been it.
How many do we have?
Two.
Okay, we just lost two.
Dang it! I was hoping to keep one.
Square one.
you know, TV shows, if you can keep 50% of your lead in, that's terrible. We kept zero. So, but needless to say, I think we can all blame Andy for the demise of the show. Moving on. What we have here is a game, like I said, suggested by a listener, Colin, on the Facebook page. Thank you very much, Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
Hey, buddy.
What?
Whoop.
Whoop.
Oh, Fandango Rock.
Game titled Pass or Play. And the game is just... What are you laughing about?
I was going to say pass. I thought you were actually...
general trivia questions that I myself came up with last evening because Lurch was busy, just jam-packed with things to do. So I handled it.
Mm-hmm. F off.
General rules of this game are as follows. It's just, like I said, general trivia. We'll flip a coin or a pack of gum. Whoa, didn't mean to open that.
Not want to see that.
Well, it was George Clooney and Abraham Lincoln, okay? Right. So don't
I
be.
I did want to see it a little bit.
That was a Freudian slip, like you and your man crush with Georgie boy and his beard.
Don't just, judge George in front of me
needed,
right now.
You just needed to get that little fix.
Well, I accidentally clicked on it, okay? News say trivia, and we'll flip a coin or a pack of gum because that's what I see in the room.
So, there's a glass mug over there.
Whoever... shatter it
break
everywhere.
Break or no break.
Yeah. The first question will go to Andy. I'll ask him the question. At that point, he will have a chance to pass or play. If he plays, he will answer the question. If he answers it correctly, it will be 3 points. Or if he answers it incorrectly, no points. Okay? At that point, if he decides he does not want to play, he can pass the question to Lurch. Passing it to Lurch, Lurch, you have to answer. If you don't have an answer, what will happen? It will go 1 point to Andy.
And you will be swiftly kicked in the nuts.
A kick in the nuts, too. Point to Andy, kick
in
the nuts.
I wasn't
going
to play unless that happened.
Okay, good. Now that, well, we're all nude anyway. We've gone over this many times before, so it's not going to be that hard to locate. But Lurch, if you answer it correctly, it will be 2 points for you, and the following question will be yours. Essentially, it's a steal. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's a steal. If Andy passes, you get it right, it's a steal. If you get it wrong, he gets a point, but you still get the next question, okay?
Okay.
Understood?
I like this. First one to...
We need to decide that.
Yeah, we do.
I have 10 questions. That's a maximum of 30 points. I say 15. I say 13.
21.
How about the person?
21? That would mean you need to get every question.
How about the person with the most points at the end of the 10 questions?
10 questions. Whoever has the most point most points wins.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Strategy will be involved.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Oh, God.
What I asked Lurch to do last night, which was too much to ask to help, was for him to pull even just a little bit of audio.
I didn't know so that's what you were asking me
so
to
we
do.
Could play underneath the trivia. Otherwise, when we played trivia in the past, I thought it sounded a little dull just because mm-hmm. it was question, silence, answer, silence. So I asked, hey, Lurch, can you just get like a music bed of some just general trivia music, whatever, just a bed so it doesn't sound terrible.
Mm-hmm.
No. Fine.
Do it.
F off.
I thought you were asking me to actually get clips of things, like if we were playing like name that.
No,
thing.
No,
that's
I just wanted
asking.
Audio. So I told
bad,
that
then.
To Andy. Andy said I got it. It's like, all right, Andy, thanks, buddy. So
I kind of, I got it.
He did, and what Lurch and I wanted to play was Andy's idea of his trivia music. Now, anybody who's watched A Good Family Feud, A Good Jeopardy,
oh, God.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, whatever, dumber than Zane even. Let me know how this sounds as your music bed for trivia.
It's got to be low, though. It's going to be underneath.
No, yeah, exactly. No, exactly. This sounds great.
But.
This is it. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking trivia right now, Lurch.
Definitely.
Andy, your question.
Boom, yep. Boom.
God forbid we be a little different than other shows.
You started,
God forbid.
We heard you playing this, and Lurch and I walked out of the room to get some water, and I said to Lurch, what the hell is going on that computer?
It's an instrumental. There's no lyrics. It's a great bed.
You know what I did? Pulled up a quick YouTube of, let's see, what did I search for? Trivia theme. Let's see, how much better does this sound? A general trivia theme, am I right?
Yes. I like it.
I don't like it.
Get out of here.
So this, I think, we could take another vote if you want.
No, whatever.
Okay, we'll just...
Right, I like Andy.
Silent.
Yeah!
Dang! All right, Andy wins.
Just kidding, woof, just kidding.
I closed it. What was it called, Andy?
No, don't play Andy's. I hate Andy's.
So here it's we horrible. Go. We will flip this pack of five gum. Okay, it's cobalt flavored, so it's ice blue on the cover. We will say the top will be heads, and the back with the removable slidey thingy will be tails. Okay. Andy, heads or tails?
Slidey thingy.
Slidey thingy slash tails. Oh, look at that flip. It hit the ceiling.
What do we get?
Slidey thingy.
Hey! Oh, that means I get to go first.
Should we give the option to the person to go first? No. Well, you're getting the same amount of questions.
I can pass or play either way, whatever. And I can pass it on the first one anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Andy will go first.
Pass on this one.
Well, we'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, pass or play. Yeah. It sounds pretty awesome.
I can't really hear it.
Well, we can't because we don't have headphones on, you idiot. How's it sound? Pretty good, right?
Does it sound good? Is it
great, right? Scale of 1 to 10? Scale of 1 to the best. That's probably the best.
Is it awesome? Is it good?
Why don't you listen and tell me what you think?
Is it good?
Yeah!
That is horrendous quality.
I want to try
it. Well, that's true, but that's not
it sounds
our...
like you're playing in underwater. And then
yeah, the horrendous quality is not our fault.
It's better than a horrible bass beat. Like,
yeah. Boom, boom,
that is amazing. You know what? You guys
fine, then. Should I just pick one of these?
No, just play this
just
one.
Just keep this horrible mess going, and let's just
this
you're
game.
So
keep it going.
Full of it. Well, take a listen to that, Lurch, and tell me there's anything wrong with that.
That's really loud.
It shouldn't have been. It wasn't
loud.
That's... Oh, because it's close
away,
to the mic.
Away from the mic.
It's close to the mic, buddy.
Oh, these are still blazing loud.
They weren't a minute ago.
You just turn them down. That's all I'm asking. Oh, yeah. Ouch!
It's because you're close to the mic.
No, it's not
It's halfway down, Lurch.
Hello?
Why did you just say hello?
Like, what? Okay, come on. We got to play.
He's 5 feet away.
We're working on somebody's clock of 30 minutes, and we only have 2 minutes and 2 minutes and 50 seconds to get this trivia game done and the list I brought. We're working on 30 minutes or less. It's like pizza.
45.
All right. Question one.
We really should have headphones for us next time.
We really should.
Clearly, we're stupid.
Steve told me he was going to hit me if he saw me without headphones.
Without headphones?
Yeah.
Huh, let him hit. Yeah.
I don't know if
ladies and gentlemen,
that.
Pass or play. The first question to Andy two times. I can't get over this theme. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
Awesome. First question, Andy two times. To pass or play. How many U.S. states border the Gulf of Mexico? Pass or
how
play?
How long do we get to think about it?
I will yell at you in about 2 seconds.
And literally 2 seconds?
One, two. Play. Shout your answer out.
Play.
Andy's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, your guess. How many U.S. states border the Gulf of Mexico?
You have...
I don't need them listed. Just a number.
Okay.
Well, you can work it out in your head.
Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. That's my answer. 5.
Andy, 2 times. Answer 5. Lurch, what do you think?
I'm going to have to agree with him.
I'm just getting opinion, Andy.
I'm like,
Andy, 2 times. That is correct.
Ah, yeah!
That's a big 3-spotter to start the game. 5. Woo! I didn't write down the actual states, but I'm sure those are good.
All right, so that means he passed it to me then.
What?
Like the scoring of our last game. All right, Lurch, you get a half, and Wiener, 2, you get 1.
Yeah, that was fun.
Lurch, your question. On pass or play. This holiday classic involving Macy's and Kris Kringle was set in New York City during the Christmas shopping season. What is the name of the movie?
Miracle on 34th Street.
Lurch, that is correct!
Hell yeah!
Big 3-spotter on his first question. Wow. Knots it up at 3 early on.
I'm going to go ahead and play that one there.
My apology. I should have asked. I only included that because I thought maybe somebody would get the street wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe just assume because of its awesomeness, jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
There it was. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
I thought Arnold was in the room. I closed my eyes and I thought Arnold was in the room. Question number 3 to Andy 2 times in pass or play. What laundry detergent got lots of mileage out of the ad line, ring around the collar? Pass or play.
I'm going to pass.
Andy 2 times passes it.
So I can answer it, but there's nothing against me.
There is. If you get it wrong, 1 point to Andy. If you get it right, 2 points for yourself. Okay. Lurch, would you like the question?
Yes, please. One
more. What laundry detergent got lots of mileage out of the ad line, quote, ring around the collar, end quote?
I'll go with Tide.
Tide is your guess.
Yeah.
Tide, probably the most prominent laundry detergent known around the laundry circles. There's laundry circles. People who talk laundry. Lurch, that is incorrect.
I know.
Incorrect?
Incorrect.
Nice.
The answer is Whisk.
Ooh.
Whisk, classic ad campaign. You never heard of Whisk?
Only poor people use Whisk.
And Lurch takes a shot. Andy Two Times jumps out to a 4-3 lead.
Damn.
On the essentially a steal.
Mm-hmm.
But Lurch, it is your question with a chance to pull ahead. Question number 4. How many months per year do residents of Tromso, Norway go without seeing a sunset?
11.
Would you like to pass or play?
That was an answer! He answered!
Would you like to play?
That's a play!
That's my play.
That's an answer.
Lurch, your answer is 11?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
You must have been in the assumption of something along the lines of Alaska or something like that.
That's what I was thinking.
Correct answer is 3.
Figured it would be 3 or 6.
Yeah. I don't know how the cycle...
Did you get a chance to answer that?
No, because you chose to play incorrectly. What you should have done there is pass.
If you don't know the answer.
If you don't know the answer,
pass. Or you
pass,
think I don't know the answer.
Yeah. If you think it's too hard that nobody will know it, you should have passed. Andy gets it wrong, you get that point back.
See, this is where that whole strategy thing comes in, buddy.
Instead of shouting out the number. Without Andy with a chance to,
good,
to make
thanks.
It a two-possession ball game.
Yeah.
Question number 5. I copied the same question twice. The answer is different, though. What I did... how awesome does that work? Hang on.
Proofreading, kids.
I'm going to have to move on because I have the answer of number 1, but the question is the same. That's a son of a bitch. Question number 6. So we're down to 9 questions. In the film, The King and I... The king is ruler of where? Andy Two Times. Pass or play?
I'm going to play.
Andy's going to play.
I'm going to say
for 3 points.
Siam.
Siam is the correct answer. Lurch, would you have known that?
Heck no.
Classic movie.
I don't watch stupid movies.
Et cetera, et cetera.
There it is. Andy, 7-3 lead. That's a 2-possession ball game, Lurch. You're going to need a steal and to get yours correct.
Step your game up, son.
Yo.
Running away with it.
Do this. All right.
Lurch, pass or play, number 7.
Well, give me the question first.
Which country pulled out of Vietnam in the 1950s? Pass or play?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with play.
Lurch is going to play it and try to claw his way back in. Interesting decision. I thought for sure this was going to be a pass.
If you miss.
It's 0 your way. You have said play. Lurch,
I think I know.
Big
this.
On history. You enjoy your history.
I do, but I might not know this. I'm going to go with...
What is your answer?
Russia?
Or Russia is the answer.
Soviet Union?
Russia is the answer?
Yeah. That's really wrong.
Andy, what do you think?
I have no idea. Maybe the U.S.
Do you have rationale behind the guess? Do you have any? Just thinking?
I think it's
spitballing?
Russia. Just, you know.
Lurch, you should have passed. The answer is France.
What?
Mm-hmm.
France is for fags.
There goes our French demographic. Bunch of snail and bagel eaters. Give me some escargot on a croissant.
Oh, the score stays 7-3 on Lurch's 2 misjudgments there. The look on Andy's face the whole way said, no chance do I know the answer to that question.
I know.
Lurch, you need a miracle. It's what you need. Question number 8 to Andy in Pass or Play, the inaugural version. Who wrote Breakfast at Tiffany's? To Andy.
Oh, the song or the movie or the book?
Who wrote
Was there a book?
Breakfast at Tiffany's? It is a book. I said, what about...
Breakfast.
No, the novel.
Oh.
That the film was based on. pass or play?
Yeah. I'm going to say play.
And he's going to play. And this is going to seal it if he gets this right. Because, Lurch, you're out of it.
I'm going to say Tiffany.
That's your guess?
Yes.
Last name?
No.
Lurch, you're laughing.
Tiffany Jones and
obviously miraculously incorrect.
Smith.
Lurch, would you have any type of guess there?
Was it Thompson?
No, there's no Tiffany in the name.
Oh. Well, it's breakfast at her place.
You are correct.
She would write about it.
You are correct. Lurch, do you have any idea?
Stephen King.
You guys are terrible.
I don't really read
I didn't think these were softballs, but I thought these were gettable questions.
Books are for idiots. Yeah,
I don't really read unless it's got a pop-up. Pictures, or it's the comic variety.
The answer is one of the most esteemed authors in American history, Truman Capote.
Oh!
In Cold Blood. Anybody ever read it? Never read In Cold Blood? Oh my God, I'm dealing with a couple invalids. Lurch, score is 7-3. You need this question correct, and you need to steal the last question to tie, and then we don't have a final question because I What I'm saying is if this miracle happens, we're going to look really bad.
Yeah.
Lurch, question 9. In which state?
This is question 9?
Yes.
This is the last question.
Well, there is still 10 questions. Just one of them I had to skip past.
Okay.
You understand? Oh. There's still 10 questions. One of them just the same.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Question 9. In which state are the Ozark Mountains? Lurch the Traveler on Pass or Play. In which state are the Ozark Mountains? Lurch, pass or play?
Well, in order for me to even get close to winning this, I have
well,
to play.
Well, to be fair, you need one. Yeah, you do need it correct and a steal.
Ozark Mountains. What state?
What state? U.S. state.
Not
pass
sure.
or play?
I'm going to play, obviously.
Lurch is
going
to play,
I
obviously.
Play.
I know.
I'm going to get it wrong, but I have to play.
Mountainous regions.
What's
U.S. states?
Let's go with Utah.
Utah's the answer.
I got it right.
No. Utah's the answer.
Arkansas is the answer.
Andy Two Times would have gotten the steal, so the game would have been over anyway. Lurch with a hell of an appearance show so far out of 9 questions. God. Final question. We're going to play it out just for giggles. Even
I'll
though Andy Two Times
this
running away with it.
This one's worth 20.
This one worth 20.
First one to answer it wins.
4 bonus points.
That's what we're doing. Free for all. No score.
Andy already won, so let's just do this one for fun.
Speed round. Okay. Speed round. Shout your name out, and
Lurch.
Then you get to answer. Lurch, what's the answer?
Just test my buzzer.
Okay, test your buzzer. Andy, test your buzzer.
Lurch!
Okay, Andy's buzzer will be... final question for all the marbles. And the title... of Pass or Play Champion.
Lurch.
Lurch testing his buzzer again. Question number 10. Andy, get your head up. This is a speed run.
I'm listening. I'm focusing.
Question 10. How many stars are in the Little Dipper?
Lurch.
Lurch! 5 seconds. 1, 2, 6. 3. 6 is the answer. Andy,
yes!
2 times. Do you think that's correct?
No. I'm going to say 7.
Andy would have guessed 7. The suspense.
Would have?
The suspense.
Did he get it right?
If you would have gotten your name in instead of laying your head down like an idiot,
no,
you would have guessed 7 is what I was saying. Lurch's guess was 6. I would have guessed like 4. But that doesn't make sense. Because 6 is the answer!
Yeah!
Lurch is the passer play champion!
Yeah!
Attaboy!
Yeah!
What if Andy, you looked dejected. Right. You lost fair and square.
No, Andy won.
Andy's the true champion. Lurch gets the emotional uplift.
How about we'd call it a draw? I won the game, and he won the bonus round.
There we go.
I'm really glad that this happened. I haven't gotten a chubby in 3 weeks.
There it is.
I don't even know why that just happened.
I don't either. Penis.
And you should probably talk to someone about not even having a flash one over 3 weeks. Yeah. I mean, for crying out
even
loud.
In the morning? Good God.
All right, we are at about 39 minutes. Did you guys want to do this list that I brought in? Or?
Yeah, Lurch let's just
no.
do it.
You
we
sure?
brought it to do it. Let's do it.
All right, I advertised it on the Facebook page as the a list that pertains to two-thirds of this show, and as Lurch said earlier, it won't pertain to him for 20 years. The list is six things men need to get rid of after leaving college.
Oh.
This was found off, I believe the website was guyism.com.
I like.
Any guesses as to what these might be? Some of them are kind of, not really tongue-in-cheek.
Need to get rid of after college?
Yeah. To kind of grow up and to mature.
Yeah.
To kind of show that, you know what, I'm an adult now. Some would say your stupid little podcast.
Yeah.
Some idiots. Yeah.
Those people, we call them morons. I would say like your posters probably, like all your.
It is
like,
on the list.
Yeah.
And like, that is number three.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry, that's number four. Scotch taped posters.
Yeah, your college related posters, the movie.
I'm going to fess up. I'm going to fess up. I got it. I still have my posters.
Yeah.
Some are of half naked women.
Yeah.
Others are of movies.
Beer stuff.
I still have them. They say, listen, we all love a Ferrari and we all love the sexy girls who try to sell us beer. Yeah. But there comes a time in every man's life where he should attempt to class himself up. If you really want to continue to have naked girls on your wall, check out body landscape shots. Get one of those puppies free, and you're not a pervert. You're artsy.
Yeah,
I understand getting rid of the poster. It's kind of like, you know what, hey.
Growing up.
Yeah, you're an adult, you know.
I think in the fraternity house, it's a little bit more accepted than when you're bringing people through for dinner parties.
Lurch mentioned the beer pong table. Not on the list, but it actually was mentioned in their little blurb before they're actually six. Good. Saying, some would say the beer pong table, but that's awesome. Yeah. So I would say get rid of the beer pong table, though. Yeah. You know? No other guesses?
I'd say like video game consoles, maybe.
Hey.
Surprisingly, no.
Not on guys.
I thought they might be there. Uh-huh. I really did because, you know, I mean, even producer Joe, like there were references made on air the other day of, hey, Joe, you're going to have to hook up your Xbox for this game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's 25, 26. He has it, but he doesn't use it.
If this was from, what is it, guygasm.com or whatever the hell it is, like, I'm pretty sure they're going to say keep your video game
stuff.
Yeah, number
six.
It's pretty universally a guy thing.
Okay. Number six, I know this doesn't apply to Andy or I. I could see Lurch maybe hopping on one to impress the ladies. Skateboards.
Ooh.
No.
No? No longboard. Longboards before skateboard. Those things piss me off.
College where we went to.
Oh, my God.
Where I go to.
Yeah, a bunch
they're
of.
Everywhere.
I hate it.
It's annoying.
Oh.
What's that term for cars that are really tall and lose their stability? Maybe stability is the word. No.
Box truck?
No.
Matchbox.
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels leading the way.
What were those ones that actually had a motor in them that were like $300 when you were a kid?
Go-kart?
I had one of those.
Did you?
Yes.
Power wheels, weren't they?
I don't know.
Whatever. Skateboards. Babies are useful when you overslept and had to jet from your dorm room to the other side of camps in a matter of minutes. Once you get that degree, you should have graduated to big boy toys as well.
What was that?
Once you got that degree, you should have graduated to big boy toys as well.
Instead of, what was the thing on the list? Sorry. I must have blacked out for. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I forgot in the 15 seconds that you took to say that.
Unless you're somehow one of the select few making a living.
How about
those people suck too.
Books and papers.
Surprisingly, this website does not encourage you to abandon reading.
Damn. Strange.
That's what I was looking for.
What kind of website is this? Number five, and I think this one, probably even pre-college, Dane Cook CDs.
Oh, yeah, he's over.
Yeah.
He had a shelf life.
He did, and then he
it expired.
Really over yeah,
it expired quickly. When you're intoxicated, loud noises and overemphasized anecdotes always seem funny, so you might have been tricked into finding Dane Cook amusing. But I asked the sober dude next door how he feels about it. Dane Cook isn't funny. Mm. Once you graduate, it's probably best to put these bad boys up for sale on eBay. Maybe you'll get lucky and one of the seven people who went to see Good Luck Chuck will scoop him up.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
I think, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
A lot of boobs.
There it is. There's the reason. I have the Dane Cook CDs at home.
I have a bunch.
I haven't listened
iPod
to them in
long time.
Years.
Yeah.
I bought one where it was like, I think it was Madison Square Garden, whatever. And I listened to it. I was like, wow. He degraded to sex humor.
And
like,
he does,
hey, jokes about my dick.
Yeah. And he does a lot of repetitive jokes too. Yeah, like,
he steals jokes too.
Number four, as we said, scotch tape posters, which I totally agree with, but I will not get rid of. Because Ashley Hartman, the Maxim model, is a welcome sight when I walk into my room.
That's right.
Number three, the picture collage.
Oh,
that's
your friends.
Women, though.
That is more women. That's what was kind of surprising to see on this list. The picture collage really needs to go right after your freshman year. They're all photos of all the people from high school that you're supposed to be best friends forever with.
Yeah, those are the people you don't talk to anymore.
Yeah, till you completely forgot about them the next year. I mean, I can understand it, but like Lurch said, that's a women thing. Did any of you guys have a picture collage?
I did when I was like a freshman.
Did you really?
Well, I had. It wasn't like dolled up or anything. I had a grouping of pictures on my wall from friends in high school. Yeah, they weren't like, you know, like decoupage or whatever crap is, scrapbooking or anything like that.
Gay.
It was just an amalgamation of pictures. I will kick you in the throat bone if you do
not
stop
it. Your roommate
had
thought you were a dick.
Yeah.
Or love the dick.
Oh, wow.
Either way, man, that was picture. Really? I would have looked at you and said, not a picture collage guy.
I'm a lot different now than I was back then.
Apparently. Softy.
Yeah, no, I've been,
Number two.
You have been.
yeah, good answer. Number two, the mini fridge.
Oh, no, you can't get rid of the mini fridge.
I tell you
what.
Okay, now here's.
Okay, I'm still a college student. So.
I like the mini fridge.
Yeah.
But once you're done. I mean, the only time a mini fridge is appropriate after college, I think, is if you have a house and it's like in the garage.
Yeah, which is where mine is.
Yeah,
it's
and I like
gathering
that.
Mold. There's nothing
really?
In it. Yeah, it's unplugged.
Good. I mean, if you work on things in your garage, which me, that's what I do.
Kyle
go home
Handyman.
And I, yeah, I go home. I work on lawnmowers just for fun.
Yeah,
I'll take them apart and I'll redo
Does
it.
Though, really?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I go home. I'm going to chop together a bike. I'm going to make a chopper today.
Yeah.
What's up? Kyle Handyman, indeed. Another nickname. Throw it into the ring. One of these days, one of those is going to come out of the hat and be the clear-cut winner. Douchey-looking Kyle, Wiener 2,
we'll see what happens.
Rotten Tomato. No, not Rotten Tomato. I am Rotten Tomato saying. How did I forget about that? Fandango Rockwell and Movie Phone Joe.
Yeah, that's right.
Number one, and I have
Hit
seen this,
it.
And I think you guys will all agree, especially on campus or just off-campus dorm rooms like the townhouses. I see these all the time. That empty bottle of Jaeger on your mantle.
Oh, the
you
bottle
see the people
collection.
With the booze wall on the top of their ledges and whatever.
Yeah.
You're kind of, oh, Lurch has it.
Yeah.
You know.
He's still in college, though.
I know, but
I
come on.
He's, you know, he's a young 21-year-old
I just
lad.
Turned 21 like yesterday.
Yeah.
So
the ex-girlfriend had and her roommate had.
Yeah.
But they were all like, Arbor Mist. I'm like, that doesn't even count. Like,
Boone's fine.
Yeah.
It's a pussy drink.
Yeah. So
pussy,
I can't believe now that I think about it, that's all I saw in college.
Yeah.
Was whenever, look at how much booze we've drank.
Yeah.
Like, good for you. I smell it and I want to throw up.
Yeah, exactly. So, good for you. If I drank every day for a year, I'd probably have a huge ass collection too.
During college, it was cool to line up the bottles of booze you've suckled your way through throughout the semester up on your mantle. That little green bottle sure did bring some serious color to your collection of empty Keystone Light cans. After college, it just makes you look like an alcoholic and a hoarder.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
think there's anything wrong with looking like an
Do
alcoholic.
Do something like a normal human being and just get an award or
Drinking
something.
Drinking is still socially acceptable. Saving the evidence of your binge and toting as a trophy just is not.
Exactly.
If you must, you can hang on to the beer bong. Never did that. Never had
beer
one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have the gag reflex. I haven't practiced any.
There's a joke there.
You don't have it yet?
Yeah.
Practicing, what can I say? Could prove to be useful while tailgating. Just don't hang it on your wall for the world to see. Couldn't be more true.
Mm-hmm. It's not exactly a great centerpiece or a conversation
it really
piece
isn't.
When you walk
Very much agree with all those. I really do.
Your real life home.
Go ahead and submit your ideas of what you should not have anymore. Kind of like what, you know, the big boy show will have when they say, you know, your collection, your shrine, whatever. Things that you think should be getting rid of after college. Go ahead and submit those to the Facebook. And I'm sure we'll comment on all of those, and hopefully Alan will make a snide comment about all of them as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have in line for today. Next Friday is the plan to be here, unless Lurch texts us Thursday evening and says, I have a vacation.
You dirty rat.
See what happens.
But potentially the last show, probably the last show for Andy.
Yep.
Say your goodbyes to the Facebook wall if you'd like to write him a song or a poem.
Oh, that would be sweet.
And if you want to write a poem or anything to Andy, we'll call you up. You can read it over and we'll cool.
The real
over the
world
podcast,
sucks, so. Man. It's rough out there.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I mean, I'm in it and I'm still doing the podcast, but that's not related.
Yeah, well, you have what? A 10-15 minute
That's
drive,
a good point. You do have a
My job will be driving around in a truck that
And we could
exactly
pipe you in over the phone.
Anyway.
We could pipe you in over the phone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We might have to do that.
Who
but
knows?
We'll talk and
maybe I'll
Lurch,
come back from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Lurch appears noncommittal about continuing.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
God, I hate you, Lurch. That's all we got. Thanks for listening. Go ahead. AskTheInterns@gmail.com. A little off topic on Facebook. Go ahead and comment. Like us there. We'd appreciate it very much.
Or don't.
Whatever. We'd like to get to 200.
Yeah.
That'd be a good number.
That would be sweet.
Nice
that one.
Round number.
So go ahead and find us on there. AskTheInterns.podomatic.com. Subscribe because who knows how long the 22 volumes will be up there forever.
I worked on talking into the mic and sorry about screaming. So if it didn't work out, guys, we're working on it.
I am sorry. I am sorry for screaming too. But the excitement of that passer play was top notch. So go ahead and get a hold of us. Until next time, Wiener 2, Rotten Tomato, Stan Douchey looking Kyle, Kyle Handyman signing off. Gentlemen.
Fandango Rockwell.
Lurch.
/ Movie Phone Joe. Till next time.
Andy, Megan, Stephanie.
Later, Woof. Gang.